From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A soulful performance from renowned cellist Yo-Yo Ma on a day of reflection for the city of Boston following Monday's terrorist attack that killed three people and wounded more than 170. Today, President Obama spoke during an interfaith service, and NPR's Ari Shapiro was there.
President Obama delivered an emphatic message of strength and healing, comparing the city and the country to marathoners who keep going no matter the adversity.
We carry on. We race. We strive. We build and we work and we love and we raise our kids to do the same, and we come together to celebrate life and to walk our cities and to cheer for our teams.
He then thanked Boston Marathon volunteers at a gym across the street. He told them they've inspired the country and that he's looking forward to the 118th Boston Marathon next spring. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Boston.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano briefed lawmakers on Capitol Hill today about the investigation into Monday's bombings that killed three and wounded more than 170. She says video taken just before the explosions shows two men displaying suspicious behavior.
There is some video that has raised the question of those that the FBI would like to speak with. I wouldn't characterize them as suspects under the technical term. But we need the public's help in locating these individuals.
She gave no details on what the video shows. Crews are searching the smoldering wreckage of the farming Texas community of West, where a fertilizer plant exploded, killing as many as 15 people and injuring more than 160. They're still in a search and rescue mode. Governor Rick Perry says he was contacted by President Obama.
President Obama called from Air Force One as he was en route to Boston, and we greatly appreciate his call and his gracious offer of support.
Federal prosecutors are charging a Mississippi man with threatening President Obama and others. NPR's Elsa Chang reports Paul Kevin Curtis is accused of mailing letters with the poisoned ricin to Obama and at least two other public officials.
The FBI says in each of the envelopes from Curtis, there was a letter that read, quote, "No one wanted to listen to me before. There are still missing pieces. Maybe I have your attention now, even if that means someone must die." Each letter ended with, "I am KC and I approve this message." Investigators say Curtis announced on a blog he's writing a book called Missing Pieces that's about the black market to sell human body parts. Curtis allegedly sent envelopes to President Obama, a Mississippi judge, and Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi. Wicker's office had actually received other letters in the past with similar language. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Before the closing bell, Dow is down 82 at 14,537. This is NPR. In a dramatic scene captured on Pakistani television, the nation's former military ruler, Pervez Musharraf, escaped arrest in Islamabad after his bail was revoked in a treason case. He and his security detail pushed through a crowd of police and onlookers and sped away in a black SUV. Musharraf is now barricaded inside his compound in the Islamabad area in a politically volatile situation. He's said to be under house arrest. Musharraf, who seized power in a coup in 1999, recently returned from self-imposed exile to take part in next month's parliamentary elections, but he met with lukewarm support. Now, he's legally blocked from taking part in the vote, pending allegations of treason for which he has not been formally charged. NASA's Kepler spacecraft has discovered three new planets that are close to Earth's size. NPR's Joe Palca reports astronomers say these planets are in what's called the habitable zone.
The habitable zone refers to the orbital space around a star that's not so close to the star that the planet's surface would boil, or so far that everything would freeze. Earth and Mars are considered to be in the habitable zone around our sun. The Kepler spacecraft detects planets orbiting distant stars by finding small dips in the light coming from those stars when an orbiting planet passes in front. As they describe in the journal Science, astronomers at NASA's Ames Research Center found two planets somewhat larger than Earth orbiting a star called Kepler-62, a star somewhat dimmer than our sun. They also found a somewhat larger than Earth planet around Kepler-69, a star very similar to the sun. Joe Palca, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.